Okay. Say okay, Rob.
No, I won't, because it's not okay.
What's not okay?
A member of the Cafe Nicotine
has let us down.
Let us down a dark, narrow, one-way path. We ran smack dab into a big wall.
But, Rob, that's life. That happens to all of us at one juncture or another. So let's say we get this show on the road.
This is WAIF Cincinnati, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And the phone number is
749-1444.
Rob actually had to look at the wall and read that.
I didn't have to look at the wall. I had to look at the console.
And you had to read that. You forgot that the phone number was 749-1444, and this is a late night talk show.
I have so much information in my brain, I cannot possibly push any of the important stuff aside to memorize something like a phone number when it's written down.
Well, what is so important that's sticking out of your brain?
Everything. Everything that's in my brain is important.
Well, let's start with the letter A. Let's go in alphabetical order. A is for?
Huh?
Huh? No, that's H. We haven't gotten that far yet.
Where's the background music, man?
You want some background
music? Usually you wait till about 3:30, then you crap out and get rid of the background music. But today, you've gone all of 5 minutes into the show before you get too tired to play background music. It's going to be a long night here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
You want background music, you're going to get some background music.
Let's get the background music.
You got some on the way.
This is fun.
This is Mozart.
It's fun with Mozart.
Every Thursday night right here on WAIF.
You know, he killed a canary once.
How did he do that?
He just walked up to it, grabbed both of its wings, snapped them off, and then plucked it.
So what's up with this Mozart character? I mean, he's been dead for almost 200 years, and he's making a big old comeback.
Yeah, he's huge.
He's on that
comeback
ticket.
It's going to be Mozart Unplugged with Devin Dando.
What's up with that Tony Bennett? How did he make the comeback that he did? What was that all about? Even Frank ain't doing that. And Frank's the classic.
I don't know. I have no idea. Everybody says, oh, these kids, they appreciate melody and they appreciate all this crap.
They
He's a novelty act.
Just like Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs?
No, they were real. Doug Sam was real. Dude, what are you talking about?
You're saying Tony Bennett's not real?
Tony Bennett's a clown. Guys like Tony Bennett are the reason why rock and roll was invented. That's the only purpose they ever served.
If rock and roll was invented to confront
Tony
Bennett, then why did Tony Bennett just win some kind of award or something? And why is MTV sucking his you-know-what?
Because if you hang around long enough, I guess that kind of stuff just happens. Like Mel Torme, all of a sudden he's cool, making Mountain Dew commercials.
No, Mel Torme was never cool, and he still is.
But Mel Torme at least writes songs and plays piano and can do jazz and stuff.
Yeah, Mel Torme is.
Mel Torme is a lot cooler than Tony Bennett. Tony Bennett's a schmuck. Tony Bennett's a clown, and these kids today who pretend to be into Tony Bennett, I bet they weren't into him 2 years ago. They're all a bunch of posers. It's like all the kids 9 months ago all decided they wanted to be white boy funksters. I've been listening to Parliament, oh gee whiz, for I don't know, 150 days now. I love them.
Now we got a little ska background music. I thought that would be a little more upbeat than listening to that Mozart. Now we're having fun with ska. Hey, Chester, when is the ska show on the WAIF here? When do they have a ska show? Come here, get on the mic, Chester.
This is...
That's when. So tune in then for some good ska right here on your community alternative WAIF.
This is like disco elevator ska.
You like this?
This is jazzercise ska. It's ska-ercise. No, we got, you got the kids. The kids think Tony Bennett's cool, and nobody's buying it. It's just a fad, and I kind of feel sorry for him because he's being made fun of. He's being laughed at.
You know,
just like, who's the other guy? Tom Jones. But Tom Jones has always known that he was, like, borderline novelty, so it never bothered him too much. He'd come out. He's, like, 97 years old. He'll come out wearing a skin-tight pair of jeans, dancing around like some big Welsh hunk. And the women will go crazy throwing panties at him and stuff. He knows he's kind of goofy.
Speaking of big Welsh hunks, this is a little off the beaten track, but kind of having something to do with big Welsh hunks. What's ever happened to Mr. T since the A-Team? That was a serious question, Rob.
Mr. T.
Where's Mr. T been since the A-Team?
I don't know.
There's a few things from the 70s, late 70s and early 80s that I always wonder whatever happened to them. One is the Marathon candy bar, and the other is Mr. T. Where in the hell is Mr. T?
I don't know. You know, Rocky III was on the other day, and he beat the hell out of Stallone.
That was like his last motion picture, wasn't it?
That was his first motion picture. That was the one that brought him into the limelight, because it was like, in introducing Mr. T, Chicago nightclub bouncer.
What, and he made A-Team after that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Much later.
You think he's bouncing at nightclubs again?
Mr. T?
Yeah.
He probably owns nightclubs
Fool.
Now.
Fool.
Nice impression.
That's my impression. What else do we need
to talk
about? What do you think of these replacement Cincinnati Reds after another week of scintillating baseball?
No one is paying attention. No one cares. Baseball's dead, and no one.
Do you know what the score of tonight's game was?
96-14.
No, it was 4-3. Replacement Phillies beat the phony Phillies beat the replacement Reds.
Oh no!
That's what they were calling it on the radio. The phony Phillies.
The fake Phils. I heard.
The fake Phils.
The fake Phils. We're off to a rousing start here.
Did you see that movie called Backbeat? It was supposed to be about the Beatles, and Greg Dooley was singing all the songs?
No, I sure didn't.
Well, I'm going to play you a song from it. This is Money, which the Beatles never wrote anyway. This is a novelty act, if I ever heard of one.
But I will tell you what all that crap does.
Thurston Moore on the guitar. He's in the band Sonic Youth. And you got Mike Mills on the bass, and he does background singing, and he plays drums.
Basically, Mike Mills held the whole band together. That was terrible.
He plays bass for REM, and Dave Grohl, who was in Nirvana.
Now he's in the Foo Fighters.
What's the Foo Fighters?
The Foo Fighters are coming to Bogart's with Watt. Where have you been?
Now, what band was Don Fleming in?
Don Fleming's in Gumball, and he produced Teenage Fan Club.
Okay,
and
so he's the guitar player, and Greg Dooley from the Afghan Whigs, local Ross personality.
Ross High School product.
He was
wrestler.
The lead singer, doing all old Beatles songs, and I'm sure they got paid well.
Probably.
So there you have it, from the motion picture soundtrack Backbeat. And the song Money was originally written by Berry Gordy and Janie Bradford. Berry Gordy you may have seen on Entertainment Tonight. He was at the big Soul Train Awards last night, hugging on Diana Ross big time.
Berry Gordy, guy that started Motown?
And he was hugging on Diana Ross like he had known her all his life.
All her life?
Yeah.
So. Where's that leading? I didn't.
That's leading into.
Threw me for a curve.
Some serious music here.
Let's get serious.
Okay, now we're going to talk about topics in the news.
You have one.
I left
my paper at home.
Okay, here's a topic in the news that I thought would be good on our program tonight. Oliver North has his own talk show now. And today's topic, today was his first show, and his topic was...
What I like about America?
What's right and wrong about America?
What's right with America is Chris and Rob. What's wrong with America?
Taxes.
No, what's wrong with America?
Yes.
An extremely talented talk show duo can flounder in the Midwest year after year after
in the middle of the
night. Year while some damn felon who was convicted but let off on a technicality gets his own talk show. Some failed senatorial candidate and somebody called up. This woman, Jean from New York, said, "Hey man, you lied in Iran-Contra." You know what he said? Click. It doesn't do any good to attack the host.
I heard he had sound effects of a paper shredder, too.
Probably.
Cheesy. We got sound effects here.
Okay, where's Fawn Hall? Speaking of people, where are they now? Where's Fawn Hall?
Here's the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Okay, great.
We got some great sound. You want to hear one?
Katie Lang can't sing, though. I saw her trying to sing with Tony Bennett the other day, and boy, she's a lousy singer. Yeah, let's hear a paper being shredded. What do you got to say, Jim?
During our last break, I whipped out my laptop computer, plugged into the internet, and found that Mr. T is, in fact, living comfortably in an L.A. suburb off the royalties from reruns and is giving inspirational talks to school children.
He's living in a van down by the river!
This is the sound of Japanese water torture, but we're going to call it the late-night talk show torture.
Is there a difference? Count it.
Okay. Have you had enough of the serious music now, Rob?
Yes.
Okay, here's something a little more up-tempo.
No one else uses these studios or needles or anything.
Get ready for...
I don't know, what you whip out a cop?
Whip out a what?
Huh?
And now it's time for...
Chris and Rob!
The phone number is... 749-1444. Well, y'all don't like what you're saying over there, Rob. Off mic. Just stop. The phone here is 749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and tonight we're going to talk about just about anything, as you can be witness to right
now. We need to keep it light and fluffy and talk about what a clown Tony Bennett is and how he's embarrassing himself. And I tell you what, the best thing...
You know what I want to talk about, Rob?
Johnny Cash ever did was when he refused to do that MTV crap because he knew
tonight
kids didn't appreciate
it. I want to talk about your favorite TV superhero. Now, we've all got favorite superheroes from the comic books or maybe even the funny pages, but what about ones that were made into live-action drama TV shows? Not cartoons, live-action drama TV shows.
Mork and Mindy. Mork.
I'm talking,
Mork
no,
my favorite
hero. He wasn't a superhero. I mean, like Wonder Woman. Or Superman, or Spider-Man.
What was the deal with Wonder Woman? They're showing the reruns on FX.
Are they?
And it looks like Linda Carter has got a big Depends diaper on. Her ass is enormous in that. I mean, she's built like a brick you-know-what house.
Mm-hmm.
But they got her padded so that her butt is this huge, giant, blue beach ball. Although her boobs look pretty good. Because they're sticking way up there. Her boots are pretty sexy, too.
Well, I'm going to go out on the limb here, and I'm
Batgirl,
going to... Batgirl.
Batgirl's got to be my all-time favorite comic book person come to life. Batgirl or Spider-Man.
I happen to like that old Wonder Woman show. The first six episodes that were set in Nazi Germany, those were good TV.
That was good TV. Then they had to modernize.
When they modernized it and sold out and tried to bring it up to date, then it got kind of cornball. Especially when they had, like, Junior Wonder Woman.
Oh, that was Deborah Winger? You're saying Deborah Winger wasn't cute?
No.
Ah, you're nuts. You're nuts, and you don't know what you're talking about, and that's why nobody's calling. No, I mean, that's why the telephone lines are backed up.
We don't need callers. We can talk all night long. To wit, Jeff Gillooly changed his name to Jeff Stone. Now, do you remember who Jeff Gillooly is?
He has a thing for kneecaps.
He's that guy that whacked Nancy Kerrigan's kneecaps.
I thought that was Sean Eckert.
On behalf of Tonya Harding, he went to jail. He just got out of jail, and he changed his name to Jeff Stone. Somebody asked him if he'd also changed as a person, and his reply, absolutely.
He probably did change as a person. He's now a little bit older, a little bit wiser, seeing the inside of a jail. He knows what hard time's all about. Jeff Stone, man among men.
There's a little jazz for you now, Rob.
Hey, great.
You like jazz?
Oh, I love jazz.
Who's your favorite jazz performer?
Right now, Mel Torme in that Mountain Dew commercial.
That's not jazz.
I don't get a
that
kick
is not jazz. That's
out
like...
of Pepsi, I get a kick out of Mountain Dew.
Oh, listen, Rob.
That taught me wrong from right, I found in my mother's eyes. My mother's eyes. Those baby tales she told.
The phone number is 749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob, and look for a lot of music tonight because we feel in a musical kind of mood. We're pretty musical tonight. We're pretty fired up about
Sing
music.
Sing me a song, Rob.
I just did, by my favorite jazz performer, Mel Torme, who also wrote... What else did he write, Jim? What was his big song that he wrote? He wrote like, Jack Frost nipping at your nose. He wrote that one, and that's made him a...
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have a contest now with our listening audience.
Do we have a prize?
We have no prize.
Yes, we do have a prize.
What's that?
Pride.
Pride is our prize.
You win pride in knowing that you did a job. Let those other stations, those other delinquent ne'er-do-well stations, let those other sniveling suck-up stations have to ply their audience with free trips to Acapulco and fabulous nights on the French Riviera. We don't need any of that crap because we know that the most important thing you can have is a good, healthy self-esteem, and we'll let you build some right now by entering our contest, and your prize is knowing that you did a job well done. And at the end of the day, you can say, well done, soldier.
Give a call in here at 749-1444. We're going to ask somebody a question here, and then we're going to play a song from a record based on their answer to the question. But I'm not going to tell you what the record is until somebody calls in and takes our bait. So dial up 749-1444 because we got something fun. You'd say that this is fun, wouldn't you?
Yeah, this is a lot of fun. But what are you going to do? You want to ask them a question?
Yeah, but we can't say what it is until they call in because we have to get them by surprise. It's got to be a surprise.
Is it going to be name a greatest hits album where none of the songs ever cracked the top 40?
Something like that. But let's not say who the artist is yet, okay? Okay, so let's get a call, 749.
Oh, you want to list the songs and say name the artist?
Yeah.
And this is a greatest hits album?
Yeah. And we'll see. We'll let him pick a song.
No, it's greatest hits volume 2. Isn't it?
Yeah, it's Greatest Hits Volume 2. So you got to wonder what's on Volume 1.
Well, you could see what would be on Volume 1. That's pretty obvious.
Is it?
Yeah. It's like there's 4 songs on it. It's an EP.
Hey, did you notice on the back of this record he's wearing a button that says T-Rex the Slider? Look at that.
Yeah. So
that means
he's kind of old guy, probably. Kind of. Probably.
Okay, so
749-1444 is the phone number if you want to take the bait. We will read you all these songs on this guy's great. Well, just gave another clue away. It's a guy. This guy's Greatest Hits Volume 2 album. And if you can name the guy, well then, you know that you're really something.
You didn't
something.
Even open this yet.
I know.
Do I get to have
it? It's virgin vinyl. No, you don't get to have it. Give it here.
Can you get me one?
No, I can't get you. We might have a contestant.
Rob's got the new Morphine album here, and it's still sealed. And who's that, Jim?
Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah?
Okay, we're going to have a contest here.
I know.
Are you game?
Yeah.
Are you kind of wild?
Kind of wild.
Are you kind of... Open that up. All right. I've got a Greatest Hits record by somebody you've probably heard of.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Greatest Hits Volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually called Best of Volume 2.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to read you the names of these songs, and you have to tell me if you've ever heard of who this artist is.
Okay.
I don't think you've ever heard of any of these songs. Side 1, Cut 1, Rack My Brain. Cut 2, In My Car. Cut 3, Cooking, subtitled In the Kitchen of Love. Track 4, I Keep Forgetting. Track 5, Hard Times. Track 6, Hey Baby. All right, and side 2 is track 1, A Dose of Rock and Roll. Side 2, Private Property.
You know, I think I might have heard that one, that Dose of Rock and Roll.
You have?
Maybe.
It was A Dose of Rock and Roll was written by Carl Grossman. Who in the world is Carl Grossman?
He's probably like one of those old Tin Pan Alley guys, and he wrote it in the 50s.
Cut 2, Private Property. Cut 3, Can She Do It Like She Dances. Cut 4, Heart on My Sleeve. Cut 5, Sure to Fall in Love, subtitled In Love With You. And cut 6, She's About a Mover.
I have never heard of any of these songs.
I didn't think you had. Do you want to ask any questions? Like, it's listed here who plays guitars and drums and everything on all these records and all these songs and who wrote them. And I'll give you another clue. It's on Rhino Records, and it was released in 1989.
I have no idea.
Do you want to pick one of the songs, and we'll play it?
Sure.
Let's play that kitchen.
Do you want to play Cooking in the Kitchen of Love?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell them who wrote that song, though, Chris.
You tell him.
I'll tell you who wrote Cooking in the Kitchen of Love.
John Lennon.
Perhaps you've heard of him.
Yeah.
You've heard of John Lennon? Are you ready?
This is not one of his more well-known works.
Okay, here is tonight's mystery artist with Cooking in the Kitchen of Love. You're going to like this. This ought to be good.
Do it, rockin'. And we're gonna have a
Hey, Charlie, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have a guess for who our mystery artist of tonight is?
I'm still confused.
Do you need a clue?
Yeah.
He's probably most famous for his role as Caveman.
That gives me nothing.
Okay, let's see. He was, well, I don't know.
Yeah, it's your turn to give a clue.
Okay,
Rob.
He has a son named Richard Starkey. Who kind of thinks he's a rock star.
He has a son named Zach Starkey.
Zach, that's it. His name's Richard. His real name's Richard
his
Starkey.
His real name is Richard Starkey, and his stage name is...
I have no idea.
Okay, I'll give you another clue.
Come on. Don't give me that.
In his very first feature film, he played the role of a confused young man who ditched his band in search of teenage angst.
What was the movie called?
It was called A Hard Day's Night.
He disappeared. Okay, great. I want to hold this for the next 2.5 hours. Okay.
Wait, was he a Beatle?
Put that over there. Yes,
yes, he was a Beatle.
Was it like Harris? Oh, who is it? Harris.
He was a Beatle.
It was not Harry Harris.
Hey, Rob, kids these days.
No, you guys be quiet.
Kids these days.
Let me think.
He's still alive. That narrows it down to 3.
2 now.
Well, oh, died.
Okay. So it's not George Harrison. Do what?
Is it Ringo?
Hey!
She don't mess around.
Well, thank you for your call, Charlie. Well, the phone lines are now open at 749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night
Talk
Show.
You see, not today. All day long, people say, hey, Charlie, what's going on? What you been up to? I just nailed the trivia question on Chris and Rob last night. I feel pretty good about myself.
Rob, we need some background music here really bad.
Yeah, you're falling down on
Let's
it.
Let's get
again,
some
dude.
Going here.
You're falling on your behind.
In the background, we're listening to Lee Morgan. With an old Blue Note groove you put together.
I didn't think we ever listened to real music in the background. We're playing Blue Note records. And we're playing Mozart. Now, that's not real music. I thought we always played cheeseball music in the background. Like
Lee Morgan on trumpet, Joe Henderson, tenor sax, Barry Harris on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Billy Higgins, the great Billy Higgins on drums. From the LP, the Signed Winder, Blue Note number 4157.
Billy Sticks Higgins.
This is Hocus Pocus. The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444. The space shuttle is up in the sky right now, and it's on its longest mission ever, although every mission, they seem to say, it's the longest mission ever. They're like Babe Ruth these days, breaking their own records every time they send a space shuttle up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's doing astronomical observations.
No. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's watching frogs screw. I saw it in the paper. They took a bunch of frogs up there.
Not this time. This time they got telescopes and binoculars
well,
and stuff.
No, binoculars.
And they're looking at galaxies and
no.
they're looking at Jupiter.
No.
And the other day they took ultraviolet pictures
of the
moon.
This time they got a bunch of Barry White records and a velvet couch. They put a guy frog and a girl frog in there and they're seeing if they can do it.
And? Can they?
Yeah.
In zero G?
Yeah.
G is in gravity.
Do what? Oh, you sicko. Maybe they got like a little hook sticking up and the female frog wraps her tongue around it.
You know, I saw something inspirational on the news on TV tonight.
Because, you know, one thing we have learned. Chris, one thing we have learned throughout the history of life is that life will find a way to go on. That's all evolution has ever taught us.
Here's what I saw on the TV tonight that was so inspirational. I saw two 70-year-old men. One was an American, one was Japanese, and they were standing on the beaches of Iwo Jima, and they were holding hands, and they were hugging. But 50 years ago today, they were fighting. They were killing each other blood for blood. Keeping this world free.
Wow. It's a small world, after all.
You know what I never understood? How does two people fight and keep the world free? Somehow it does.
Oh, dude, that is like so heavy. I can't even get over that.
Hello, Jamie. You're on the air.
Hi. I got a question, Rob. Last week, I won 4 tickets off the radio, off of Jagwine to go see a comedy show, right? Hello?
Yes.
Do you know how old you have to be to get in?
Do you know? You probably 18, but you should check with the fellows over at Joke Line. They're on, as you know, Sunday evening, really Monday morning, real
early.
Yeah,
I won tickets to Bananas. They called me the other day and said, "Hey, Rob, you won tickets to Go Bananas."
Yeah, that's where the tickets are, too.
Jamie, how old are you?
17.
Have you ever been to a comedy club?
No, but I figured that if you would have had to be 18, that Ed at the Joke Line would have said something before.
I bet you could squeak in.
Yeah. I think comedy clubs are so desperate now, they're probably all ages.
Yeah, maybe I don't know. But I know that, like, in some bars over in Ohio, you can be 18 to get in there, too.
Yeah.
Jamie, do you have virgin ears?
Huh?
Are you familiar with the kind of language that they will probably be throwing at you at this
comedy
concert?
Clubs, no, comedy clubs are all clean now because everybody wants a sitcom, so they figure they can be clean in the clubs, they can be clean on TV, and they'll get their own sitcom.
You mean Richard Pryor could never make it if he came out today?
Well, he could probably, but he would never get his own sitcom, and that seems to be what all comedians want now. They want to be Ellen DeGeneres. They want to be Brett Butler.
They
want to
be Seinfeld, yeah.
And the Platypus Man.
Jamie, what's your favorite situation comedy?
I really don't have a favorite.
Good for you.
Are there any that you like?
All kinds.
Like what? Do you like MASH?
Huh?
Like MASH?
I don't like MASH.
Do you like Mary Tyler Moore?
I like Roseanne and...
Ooh, that highbrow kind of comedy.
What's so highbrow about Roseanne?
Fresh Prince.
The Fresh Prince?
Yeah.
And what's that one with that little kid with the big glasses? He's a little black kid.
Urkel.
And he talks like this. I mean, that is just... He is so annoying. Why is he on TV?
I don't know. That's what I can't figure out.
The thing is, now he's like 6'5", weighs 220, and he's still trying to be a geek.
Really?
Yeah. Anybody can get on TV nowadays.
You're not on TV, Jamie.
Well, I'm not anybody.
You're not saying you're nobody, because you're somebody very special.
Would you like to answer a trivia question so you have a better self-esteem?
Oh, God, I'll
Make
try.
Make it real easy, Rob. Make it real, real easy.
Okay, we're going to play a song by a guy that used to be on Hee Haw.
I don't know. I ain't never seen that show, so I ain't going to know the answer.
Okay. Who else we got here? Who's easy?
Here, we got that.
Okay, we're going to play a song by a really bad group that everybody thought was soulful in the 70s, and then everybody like quit doing drugs and figured out that they sucked.
All right.
All right, you name the group.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah, is it a popular band?
Oh, you've heard
they were.
Before.
They had multi platinum records.
All right, let's see her now.
Is it?
Do you know who did that song?
That was Too Fast.
Now do you got it?
Huh?
No, that was the hit. That was the hit on this record. Stay tuned, Jamie.
You never give me my money. You only give me a sympathy. Cause I keep on running. There's no way to catch up with me. I'm leaving you. You won't even see me. Oh.
I'm running with the pack.
Still there?
Yeah.
Okay, name the mystery artist. Who's doing this song?
I don't know. Is it Crosby, Stills, Nash?
No, it is not Crosby, Stills, Nash. Rob, do you want to give her a hint?
Well, let's see. One of those three was British, and this band is British, right?
Uh-huh.
So you're on the right track. These guys are a bunch of limeys.
The Firm?
Close.
Close. You get a bonus point for the
Hold
firm.
On a second. Here's something for you, Chris.
What?
This very well could be the first band to have a band name, a song title, and an album title that was all the same.
Black Sabbath, Black Sabbath, Black Sabbath.
That was before these
yeah,
guys?
Yeah, Black okay. Sabbath was way before Bad Co.
Bad Company.
Is that who it was?
Yes.
Jamie, you didn't even get it. Now, Jamie, let me ask you a question.
All right.
If you were going to, like, pull some kind of surprise mystery artist on us, what kind of music do you listen to?
All kinds.
Hey, have you heard the new Firehouse? I heard it on Q102 tonight.
No.
I thought I was going to cry. It was so beautiful. It's about this guy and, like, how he can't live without a girl. And, you know, together they can do anything, but he can't live without her. And it was... I wish I had that one on tape.
Okay, here, I'll let you all try to guess the song.
All right, go ahead.
All right, let me rewind the tape.
Fire Hose, right. Remember seeing Fire Hose and they had to have the sign at Bogart's and said, this is Fire Hose, not Firehouse?
Yeah. Everyone is confused. Somebody would have wanted their money back. What'd you say, Jamie?
But I'll put it in a CD instead.
All okay. right, go ahead. Well, right. Put the phone near the speakers.
I will.
Not the CD part, but the speaker part.
Ladies and gentlemen, you don't get this on dry AM, do you?
No, you just get a cacophony of dilettantes.
Instead of calling it drive time, they should just call it dry time.
Call it cry time.
How you doing, Jamie?
I'm trying to get the CD on.
I hope you know you're boring our listening audience at this point.
Okay,
play is probably a big triangle to the right.
let's see. What song do I want y'all to hear? Okay, number nine.
Number nine.
I'll say it's Enter Sandman.
No. Let's see how good you are.
Okay.
I'm terrific.
Play. Here we go.
Let's half a year, dude. Harry Chapin.
This is the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Is
you know?
It's Harry
Chapin. Is this
Chapin.
The Ugly Kid Joe version?
Yeah.
749-1444 is the phone number here. See if you can stump Chris and Rob. with the music. We got the music in the house tonight. Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. But tonight it's more like the Chris and Rob Late Night Music Show.
We're playing Stump the Band.
Speaking
Stump
of music, you want to get some more background music, Rob?
Let's get some background music.
Okay, this will be good.
We'll have bonus points if you can identify the background music.
Man, if you can identify the background music, we'll leave and you can just come in and do the rest of the show.
We got Big Ed. Hey, Ed.
How's it going?
Hey, it's going pretty good. How are you?
All right. Well, I figured I knew the last two that you tried.
That was easy, though.
Yeah.
We made that one easy on purpose.
And once you said he had a son named Zach Starkey, I couldn't believe she didn't know it.
Yeah. Well, Ed, where are you calling from tonight?
Yeah, I'm from Milford.
How are things in Milford?
Okay, I guess.
Milford's a fur piece out there, ain't it, to the east?
Well, actually, I'm past Milford. I'm out in Mount Repos, if you know where that's at.
Wow, you're way out there. You're out there where they have, like, Ku Klux Klan rallies and stuff. Are you a member of the Klan?
No.
What do you do for a living, Ed?
I listen to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
For a living? You must work for the FCC or something then, man.
Well, it's not really good money.
I wouldn't think so. Well, what are you doing up this late? Cut to the chase here.
Just sitting around.
You're sleeping around?
Sitting around.
Oh, okay. Well, what can we do for you tonight?
Well, thinking maybe you guys would try to stump me with one of your...
So you want to do, like, name the artist or something?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on.
Okay, we're going to find something. Do you want it to be popular or classic or jazz?
Well, I probably don't know much jazz. I don't like it.
Okay, so you want it to be popular or classic?
Like, what, classic rock or...
No, like classic, like, is this Ludwig von or is this Johann Sebastian, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I could probably go with that.
Or classical music?
You can go with the classical?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do classical Stump the Listener.
Wow, in that case.
You got real classical, not like cheese ball elevator classical, right?
I don't like elevator music.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking to Chris now. Ooh, oh.
I got a good one there.
Oh, man. Oh,
Okay, listen to this, Ed. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. This movement is 10 minutes long, so I'm not going to play you the whole thing.
I had one of those.
But you may notice that the music that opened up that movement was based on like an old folk song or an old children's song.
You're sure, Jacko?
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard you guys in the background talking about it.
Well, you did?
Yeah,
that's no fair, Ed.
That was based on... It was written by Gustav Mahler. It was his very first symphony called Symphony No. 1.
Makes sense.
And it was the third movement.
Should your first symphony be derivative
Friar
of something
else? Friar Leek and Gamassen. This is the most elusive movement, and also the one that, according to Bruno Walter, most upset the early reviewers with its brooding despair, biting pain, brazen derision, and shrill laughter. Its chief fancy is to turn the popular folk song Frère Jacques into a D minor dirge in four-part canon form.
Now, hold on a second, Chris.
What?
As you know, D minor is the saddest of all keys.
It is. Mahler unwittingly created much confusion among commentators by his early title, A Funeral March in the Manner of Calotte. Since the well-known children's picture he cited is actually by Moritz von Schwind. Are you familiar with the work of Moritz von Schwind?
Yes, he invented the two-wheeler bike.
Yeah.
You know, the Schwind.
It showed the well-known children's picture by Moritz von Schwind shows a dead hunter being borne to his grave by the animals he formerly hunted, some playing instruments, others assuming farcical postures of grief,
etc. Was this guy a PETA member? Was this like the original founder of PETA?
The grotesqueness of this conceit is pointed up by the initial statement of the canon theme for contrabass solo and by the mocking little oboe descant that presently appears, strongly related to the short opening motive of the Songs of a Wanderer.
The
brazen derision and shrill laughter follow right here. In the parodied form of municipal band music with bass drum and suspended cymbal beating and oompah rhythm.
Playing the part of the pissed-off raccoon is the oboe.
Right.
Yeah, I got one for you if you want to try it.
Okay.
All right, we'll do it, dude.
Is it classical?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Crystal. We'll be relying on your broad shoulders for these. Remember like in Peter and the wolf was the flute and all that stuff?
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was. Is it on our end or his end?
Yeah, Ed, you're going to have to crank it up a little bit.
What was that?
You're going to have to crank it up a little bit. Can't hear it.
Okay, well, the thing is, when I put it on CD, I can't hear you guys, so...
All right, well, dude, go a couple minutes without hearing us.
Okay.
We're going to talk about him now. This guy's a putz.
He is a putz. Let's just hang up on him. 749 one.
What?
Okay,
no, don't hang up on him. Jingle bells. Turn up a little. It's old.
It's Mozart.
It's How to Kill a Sparrow in E minor.
Canary.
It's
How to Kill a Canary.
It's a Mozart symphony, but I don't know which one. Think he's going to come back anytime soon? Just remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you're really into classical music, pull out the schedule, will you? Tune in to Fun with Mozart. It's real late Thursday night here on WAIF.
This is the
real,
one where the king yawned.
Is it?
Oh. Yeah. No, that's all I know. It's in the movie when the king yawned, Salieri would have.
Hey, Ed.
Ed. Ed.
Ed, you there?
He's playing a CD, Kevin. This is fun, though, Rob. Do you like this guess-the-artist kind of game we've been playing all night?
The thing is, there's so much music been recorded. Somebody will dig up some dusty 7-inch that's by some band that broke up 13 years ago.
Well, that's not fair.
Is that enough?
Yeah, it was Mozart.
It was a Mozart symphony. Which one was it?
Well, the thing was, it sounds like Mozart. That's Beethoven's first piano concerto.
Huh?
It does sound like Mozart when he wrote that.
Of course it does. Well done, Ed.
All right.
Thanks. 749-1444.
No fair trickery.
Trickery is fair. Pulling up something super duper obscure is not fair. Like if I pull out my 50 guitars of Tommy Garrett or something, you know, that's not fair.
Everybody knows the 50 guitars of Tommy Garrett.
Now, there's got to be some sort of connection with reality. All right, let's get some background music.
So it's got to be some kind of record or something that has at least some kind of notoriety.
Hello, Wildcat, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Wildcat?
Hanging out, listening to you guys.
Are you a UK fan?
No.
Okay.
Where are you calling from tonight?
I'm calling from Norwood.
How are things in lovely, romantic, quaint Norwood tonight?
Lovely and quaint.
What do you do in Norwood?
What I do in Norwood? At night, sleep.
Boy, Norwood's really rebounded from the GM plant leaving.
I don't know about that.
Now they got malls and dollar theaters and greasy sandwich places, man. It's great.
Yeah, well.
What's your favorite thing to do on the weekend in Norwood?
I don't hang out in Norwood on the weekend.
You go to Clifton or something.
I leave Norwood.
Go to the new drop-in.
Let's suppose you had to spend the weekend in Norwood. Let's suppose you had a super-duper date with, like, the the cutest girl in Norwood, like she's the head cheerleader or something. But you got to go out in Norwood because it's like Norwood Day. What do you do?
Hold on, the cutest girl in Norwood?
Probably go over to the Duramed parking lot and
The which parking lot?
Duramed parking lot and hang out together. Duramed is one of the factories over here, and at night it's deserted, so it's kind of...
Go do some donuts and stuff,
yeah.
Impress her.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to any of those big church festivals? Like, they used to have the St. Matthew's Church Festival, and you could, like, drink beer in the streets of Norwood? Play bingo?
No.
That's good, clean American fun.
Yeah.
So what's on your mind tonight, Wildcat?
Well, I just listen to you guys talking, man, and about the superheroes.
Yeah, who's your favorite television live-action superhero?
I'd have to say Wonder Woman.
That's what everybody, or every young male is going to say.
I'd say Batgirl would probably be close second.
Batgirl would be first.
You're not watching the heroics, you're watching something else.
No, that outfit made Linda Carter's butt look too big. Remember that's why Batgirl gets the nod.
I never really got to notice her butt as too...
well, check out FX.
...fixated on the upper part.
Do you remember when they made a live-action version of Captain America? It didn't run for very long, but they had maybe 4 or 5 episodes.
Yeah, the guy that played Flash Gordon in the movie played
him. Don't remember that.
You know, it was pretty good. He used to throw his shield, and he could, like, take off somebody's skull with that thing.
You know what was the worst,
right
though?
The neck.
They tried to give Spider-Man a live-action deal.
That was awful.
I remember that one.
Yeah, and his web, which is supposed to be this really delicate yet very sturdy thing,
they
was
just
a damn cargo net.
They just throw a big net on somebody.
He'd spin a web, as they'd say in the comic books.
Yeah, I remember that
He'd
one.
Shoot a web at a guy, and you could just see a cargo net get dropped from the catwalk.
Now, I hear that guy that directed Edward Scissorhands is making the next Spider-Man movie.
Burroughs?
Not Burrow. The guy that directed Burton.
Burton. Tim Burton.
Tim Burton is going to direct.
He screwed up Batman so bad that he's going to screw up Spider-Man.
Yeah, and he's going to get that guy that played Scissorhands. What's his name? Depp?
Oh, Johnny, he's a good actor.
He's going to play Spider-Man.
Huh.
And did you know that guy that played Beethoven and played Sid Vicious? Ever hear
Gary
him?
Oldman.
Gary Oldman.
He's a good actor.
He got to play Sid Vicious a few years ago and then recently got to play Beethoven. His next role, he gets to play Jimmy Page.
No way.
He's going to be in the new Hammer of the Gods movie playing Jimmy Page.
That's a nice variety of roles.
Who are they going to get to play Robert Plant? That guy from Whitesnake?
David Cloverdale.
Yeah.
You guys seen Linda Carter lately?
This guy has a one-track mind.
Yeah, I saw Linda Carter. She's selling contact lenses that turn your eyes blue, and she's going around saying her husband's not a crook and a thief when everybody knows he is.
Well, the whole strategy of that is to kind of overwhelm the judges or whatever.
Well, you know, that actually happened when Robert Altman was having congressional hearings.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember that.
She came walking in, and everybody was just like, ooh, wow.
Yeah, boy.
Hi, great to see you, Linda. Oh, by the way, your husband stole $1 billion.
But
look at Linda. She
looks
fine. That's
Robert Altman, the director?
Another Robert Altman.
How many Robert Altmans are there?
Well, there's one that's a thief, and there's one that's a director.
Hey, Wildcat, what's your favorite Robert Altman movie? Did you see Predaporter?
No.
Since you're from Norwood, you probably would never go see Predaporter.
Yeah, no.
I heard it was terrible.
That's what I heard, too.
Hey,
he directed MASH, though.
Hey, talk about you guys' music you've been playing.
Yeah, we're playing Stump the Host, Stump the Guest.
Well, I mean, the last couple of weeks, you guys have been playing a lot of, Fox music.
Are you a country music fan?
No.
Are you a classic rock fan?
Yeah, kind of.
What's your favorite classic rock band?
Favorite classic rock band had to be a tie between T-Rex and Martha Hoople.
That you got decent taste. Everybody likes T-Rex.
Yeah, but, you know, you only hear the one song.
Raw Ramp.
The gong is all you ever hear.
You hear Raw Ramp a lot.
But, you know, you never really hear none of these.
I always wondered about that. You tend to hear Bang a Gong, but with T-Rex, it doesn't matter, you know?
That's true.
Because on the radio, Bang a Gong rocks no matter where you're driving.
Except for when the power station does it.
Oh, I didn't like that. What'd you think when the power station did T-Rex? Remember those two guys from Duran Duran and that Robert Palmer guy that did Dr. Doctor, Give Me the News?
Yeah.
They did Bang a Gong.
You know, it's such a good song. I mean, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't T-Rex.
Man, I knew I should have brought a T-Rex record with me tonight.
You play a lot of T-Rex anyway, dude.
But, you guys need to kind of lay off that Fox music. Jackson Browne and Joni Mitchell stuff you guys play.
Well, what do you want to hear?
I hear some T-Rex or Maud or... You guys talk about Cheap Trick a lot. Why don't you play some?
We had a whole night of Cheap Trick, man.
We do Cheap Trick all the time.
What about the Ramones? Remember them?
I don't think I brought any, dude. I looked at it. Chris doesn't like the Ramones.
I don't think anybody's got a Ramone record anymore, but you ought to play some of that... You know, all the alternative music you guys play is pretty good, too.
Play the big drill car.
I play more than that. But yeah, you know, you have to kind of, you know, that when you play that Fox music, I'm like, man, I might as well change to the Fox here. But
no, you don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that, but I'm saying when
you know, they play classic rock that really rocks, all 15 songs.
Yeah. That's true.
Don't tell them I said that, because we're trying to get them to take our show on.
But I got a song to try, guys. I want you to hear it off of Walkman.
Okay, put it up there.
Okay, hang on.
It's really cracking up in my headphones too.
This is something, man.
It's that high fidelity. Great White?
What about that?
Great White?
My, once bitten, twice
shy. Great White did a version of that.
So that's Mott the Hoople.
That's the original. Well, it's not Mott the Hoople.
T-Rex?
That's Ian Hunter.
Mott the Hoople is Ian Hunter.
Yeah, that's true, but...
Close enough.
We win. We got it. Wildcat, you were stumped. Well, you weren't stumped, but you couldn't stump us either.
749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and tonight we're talking music.
If it had been a better version, we would have known that it was Ian Hunter immediately, not Great White Snake. What's the other one? Great White Lion Snake Shark, whatever the hell it was. What are you doing, dude? You stood up like 5 minutes ago, and you've just been running back and forth in circles. You're wired tonight.
I'm getting some exercise, Rob.
All right, good. It's
this
good
is
for
the
you.
Late Night Chris and Rob Aerobicized Workout. Hey, Kevin, come on over here. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to Kevin. He's the co-host of the Cafe Nicotine. If you tune in some night when Rob and I are...
It's a little touch of Vegas in the Queen City.
California, yes. Visiting our fans. Sometimes Kevin and Scott will be sitting in. Kevin, the mic's yours for a while.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, we're going to play Stump, Rob, and Kevin, I guess.
Speaking of music news, did you hear that the Ass Ponies are doing a video down at Southgate Thursday at 6, and they want everybody to come?
No, for what song?
I don't know, but they're doing a video and they want a big crowd.
Whoa.
I heard it on the radio, man.
When's that again?
Thursday, 6 p.m. at the Southgate. Michael, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm taking over the show.
Uh-oh.
I got the background music.
Uh-oh.
I can't hear you because I'm at work and there's no radio here anymore. I was just in my car.
Okay.
So,
need a receiver.
I'm going to quit my job so I can take over the Rob and Chris Late Night Talk Show. Is that okay?
What is it?
What is your job?
The background music was Phase Dance by Pat Metheny.
Is he right?
At least it was when I got out of my car.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yes.
Yes, at one point tonight we did play Pat Metheny.
Say it again?
At one point tonight we did play Pat Metheny, so you very well could be correct.
Yeah. What's the name of the album? Who co-wrote the song Phase Dance with Pat Metheny? And what label is it on, and what's the label catalog number?
ECM.
But what's the label catalog number?
You guys are picky.
Try ECM 1-1114.
I'm holding my head in shame that I didn't know that.
Tell me what year it came out.
What year?
Yeah.
Probably around 78 or something.
78 is exactly right. They recorded it in Oslo. Yeah.
So can I take over part of the show?
Yeah, listen, I'm going to tell you who's in the band. That was the first record ever made by the Pat Metheny
group. Mark Egan, Danny Gottlieb, I'm with you.
And Lyle Mays.
Lyle Mays.
Don't forget Lyle. Question.
Yes.
Is Pat Metheny and Lyle Mays like lovers?
I think they are.
Because they like hang out a lot. They like on each other's album like all the time.
Okay, here's another question.
Just on a really big grand piano like with a mattress on top.
What does Pat Metheny use to hook his strap to his guitar?
That, I don't know. I guess I'm not a true fan.
A toothbrush. He has a toothbrush shoved up in his guitar because his, what do you call that thing, Jim? The little knob that you hook your strap on? What do you call that thing? His little knob that you hook your strap on broke, so he just shoved a toothbrush in there.
I see.
So now you know, Michael.
I'm enlightened.
You are enlightened. We got to go.
Listen, I play with the Modulators, and I'm going to bring our new album up to you guys to debut it worldwide.
Great.
All right.
Bring it up.
Well, I won't have it for about a month.
Which one do you play?
What instrument?
Yeah.
Bass.
You're the bass player. I heard about you. You're legendary.
A legendary.
Yeah, you've played with like those Blacklight Braille guys from time to time.
That's right.
You must be into psychedelic music and doing lots of cool drugs.
I'm not into doing cool drugs. I'm just like you guys, straight as an arrow.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Me, you, and Ian McKay, and that's it.
Well, I got to go back to work. So,
get to work, Michael. Give us that CD.
I will. I'll catch you guys later.
Bye. Thanks, later. Mike.
749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris, Rob, Kevin, Jim late night talk show. All right, we're going to take a break now for 1 minute, 8 seconds, or minute 48, 108 seconds.
It's the sense that you are making, it's the lessons learning too. Everywhere around the world now, they're turning.